tell a little about yourself?
Avery Kshmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to Listeners Special on this Sunday, September 29, 2019. I'm Atefer Fani.
And I'm Amir Abbas Malik Jalali.
Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important.
Well, I wish to welcome all our dear listeners to this week's edition of Listeners Special. I'm going to read out the names of a few of the listeners who have kindly sent us letters and emails. I start with Asis Hernando from Madrid in Spain, Kari Vertanen from Finland, also Abhishek Chakraborty from India, Mohammed Braille from Malaysia, Hi Mercia from the Philippines, who have kindly sent us emails later on in the programs. Of course, we will go through all these emails. And also, we have received reception reports from our listeners, Shivandopol from India, also Assis Hernando from Spain, and Dan Olsen from Sweden have also kindly sent us reception reports. And as you know, these reception reports are of great importance to us, and they are quite helpful for our technicians to learn about any possible problem that you may face in receiving our radio signals. These reports are quite helpful for promoting the quality of the reception of the radio signals.
Yeah, you know, these reception reports actually enable our engineers and technicians to provide a better service for our listeners throughout the world.
Right. All right, let's go for a short break and we'll be back with this week's emails. Please stay with us.
Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and you know, we start today's kind email with an email from Asis Hernando from Madrid, from Spain. Asis says, please find attached the reception report, hoping to get a QSL card. I have just started listening shortwave radio with my own receiver recently after my father introduced it to me many years ago. I heard a very interesting program about the Islamic Revolution in Iran, comparing it with other revolutions around the world. My address is in the report. I would love to have a QSL card in my mailbox to start my collection. Thank you very much, and congratulations for your brilliant job. We are also, you know, thankful. Asis Hernando from Madrid, Spain, and keep listening to IRIB English Radio and tell us your opinion about other programs of this radio.
Right. All right, here's an email by Hi Mercia from the Philippines. My hobby of listening to international radio started when my family bought a new car. The car radio had a built-in shortwave mode, and this was my first exposure to international radio. What led me to the listening was the idea of QSL cars, because I thought it was cool to receive them from other countries. In the course of time, it was the content of the programs that kept me listening to the radio, such as cultural programs, stories, and other stuffs that you won't probably read in the books. Most of all, I appreciated your Sunday programs of Listeners Special, in which you read the messages of listeners from all around the world. I wish that I can continue listening to international radio for a longer time. May Allah bless you and your staff. Well, hi, Mercia. from the Philippines. Thank you very much for your kind email. And I hope that you'll have the opportunity to tune in to our radio programs and tell us which programs you like the most. Thank you very much for sending us an email.
Hi, Mircea from the Philippines, who is one of our regular listeners and often, you know, sends us email. I am also grateful. Okay?
All right. It's now time for a quick break and we'll be back in a tick.
Welcome back.
All right, I see an email from India.
Yes, from Abhishek Chakrabarty from India, who is one of our regular listeners. He says, this is a reception report for IRIB shortwave service. This is my first reception report after I shifted my residence from the city of Jamshedpur to Kolkata. Being a metropolitan, shortwave reception in Kolkata is really bad. However, after much tuning, I can usually pick up your signal. Reception was poor given the fact that I have received excellent reception at another location in India. Though I had clear weather conditions, signal strength was poor and with lots of interference and fading. Blame the high rises and the quantity of radio signals in big cities. A paper QSL card mailed to my address would be truly appreciated. Thank you, Abhishek Chakrabarty from India. You know, he says he has shifted his residence actually from the city of Jamshedpur to Kolkata. And I think that is the reason for the bad signal he receives.
Well, we have to actually inform our technicians about the poor reception of the signals in his place of residence. And we'll try to somehow solve the problem so that Abhishek would have a better reception of the radio signals. All right, here's an email sent to us by Kari Vertanen from Finland. This is what Kari has to say. Thank you very much for your messages. The QSL cards have not yet arrived, but sometimes the mail takes time, so I'm sure they will come soon. Thank you very much for sending them. As a DX listener, they mean a lot to me. I wish you and everyone at IRIB a nice time. All right, Kari Vertanen, I'm sure that you'll receive the QSL cards, and thank you very much for writing to us. Tell us your views about our website and radio programs. Your views do matter to us and actually are quite beneficial and will be helpful for us to improve the quality of the programs.
Many thanks, Kari from Finland. Thank you.
Well, what you just heard was a piece of traditional Iranian music. Of course, the music belongs to the northern part of Iran. And I hope that you have enjoyed listening to that piece of music.
Okay.
I see another email
Yes.
You have.
From Muhammad Briel from Malaysia. He says, you may be interested to learn that I had a chance to catch the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran here in Kuala Lumpur. A detailed reception report with audio files is enclosed to my email. Should it be correct, a QSL card for this transmission would be much appreciated. Thank you. Thank you, Muhammad Briel from Malaysia. We are happy that you heard the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Keep listening to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran and tell us your opinion about our programs.
Actually, I wish to ask Muhammad Briel from Malaysia a favor, and also I wish to ask this favor from other listeners to tell us your views about our programs. And when you are actually sending us a letter or an email, we would be pleased to learn more about your viewpoints about our radio programs and also about the items that we have on our website. We'll be pleased to know more about your views concerning the quality of our website and also the radio programs, which programs you like the most, and so on. Anyhow, thank you all for sending us emails and letters, and do keep in touch with us.
Of course, you know, listening to our listeners, you know, views about our programs enable us to promote our programs and
right.
provide better programs for them.
All right. It's now time for this week's interview that has been conducted with one of our regular listeners in Britain, Mr. Chris Danpure, who is one of our regular listeners and is spoken about the radio programs and also the reception quality of our radio signals. Please stay with us.
My name is Chris Danpure. I'm retired. I'm coming up to 75 years old, and I live in Hertfordshire. That's about 30 miles north, Sydney's in Hertfordshire, 30 miles north of London. And I've been a shortwave listener now for about 60-odd years. Overall, I find the programs of RRB very interesting, obviously complete opposite to what we're learning in the media in Great Britain. This is obviously, again, a political situation in your country, but obviously it gives the enlightenment of your view of your side and particularly your part of the world as to what's going on. Particularly some of the news in the Middle East is not covered here in our local media. In fact, during the last week, the local media has been just obsessed with Brexit and Mr. Boris Johnson, and anything else that's happened on the international scene has really pretty well been ignored. A message to our listeners is obviously keep listening to IRIB, because obviously you're providing a very good service in giving an opposite view of what a lot of the media are saying in another part of the world, and I think this is important. Otherwise, not everyone gets one point of view, and there's nothing outstanding on the other side. And possibly the other side is right. And this has quite often happened before.
And that brings to an end this week's edition of Listeners Special. Thank you all for joining us. Till next week, take care, everyone, and goodbye.
Have a good time.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pastoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with RIB English Radio.